the Arizona Daily Star, dated Friday, July 16th, 2010. Front page story, lawyers debate merits of Senate Bill 1070. Let me issue my customary caveat, because this is a news story. Okay, for one thing, lawyers weren't debating the merits of Senate Bill 1070, Arizona's very controversial immigration law. They were arguing before a federal judge in Phoenix, Arizona. Here are portions in the first of what will be many court hearings. Attorneys for Governor Jan Brewer told a federal judge Thursday that the state and its taxpayers will suffer if she delays enforcement of Arizona's new immigration law. A Phoenix police officer wants U.S. District Judge Susan Bolton to block the law, contending he could be subject to termination or hit with a civil lawsuit if he refuses to enforce the law, which he considers unconstitutional, or sued for civil rights violations if he enforces it improperly. The judge made no rulings on Thursday, that was the 15th, saying she wanted to review arguments that sections of the state law conflict with and are preempted by federal immigration statutes. But Bolton is looking at the complaint closely, even telling the attorney for the officer in court that, at least in one case, there appears to be no basis for his preemption claim. That's federal preemption. On July 22nd, Bolton will hear arguments in two related cases that challenge other aspects of Senate Bill 1070. One by the United States Department of Justice, and one by a coalition of the ACLU, National Immigration Law Center, and the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund. The hearings this week and next are on request for an injunction to stop the law from taking effect. What I found out from my friend Billy was that Governor Brewer has already received private contributions of $500,000 for her defense fund. Stephen Montoya, who represents police officer David Salgado, said the law puts his client in an untenable position. He has a claim to his job. Bolton, however, said it may just be Salgado's opinion that Senate Bill 1070 is unconstitutional and questioned whether that's enough for him to allege possible harm by enforcing it. Okay, that's judgment at Nuremberg. When does the moral imperative take over? When do you have the right to say no? This is immoral and unethical, and it's a violation of human rights, and refuse to obey an order or to enforce a law. Now, this is where, you know, it gets interesting. Now, let's look at the practical effects. There's more to the article, and it's really good, but even better. Governor Brewer, the governor of the state of Arizona, canceled her meeting of the border states' governors, not just from the United States, but from Mexico, because the Mexican governors refused to come to Arizona for the meeting. So Governor Richardson from New Mexico set up a conference in Santa Fe in place of it. I know, it sounds like it's a Marx Brothers movie, but trust me, it's not. The Senate Bill 1070 Fund rejects hate group donations. Governor Jan Brewer's office is pouring through thousands of donations of the legal defense fund she set up for the state's new immigration law, looking for contribution from hate groups. The search comes after American Third Position, whose website it supports all efforts to stem and reverse the Browning of America, announced it made a triple-digit donation to the fund. Brewer's spokesman Paul Sensabaugh said the governor will reject all such donations. And actually, it says the roughly $1.2 million in funding has come from 24,000 individuals from nearly every state. Now, see, here's the thing. This is turning into a racial thing instead of a legal thing. Now, that's the most deadly mix you can have, because you remember Washington crossing the Delaware. He landed up the coast from Trenton, New Jersey. Why anybody in his right mind would go to Trenton, New Jersey beats me. But in the ensuing encounter, he killed a bunch of Hessians, and as soon as they saw their guys dropping them, they couldn't form their phalanx, they surrendered. Washington had his German speakers, who were scared shitless of those bastards, tell them that if they wanted to join the Continental Army, they could have full amnesty. Well, they did, and they liked it so much, they wrote back home, and pretty soon there's a flood of German immigrants. And Ben Franklin was concerned that German would become the official language of the United States. We've been here before. That's the lure of America. That's why everybody wants to come here. I promise not to become emotional about this. I may have crossed the line already. It wouldn't be the first time. But the thing is, why are they seeking to join by prior restriction? Is blasphemous to the court system in our country. You know, we won't stop stuff from being shown after it's shown, then we can stop it. But for one thing, we don't know that the Arizona legislature will not revoke Senate Bill 1070. It doesn't look very likely to me, to be honest with you. Not if we're making money at that pace for the defense fund for Governor Brewer. The only thing is, are we willing to be a pariah among the several states? And Steve Nash of the Phoenix Suns said a month ago, you know, what about me? He's a Canadian citizen. What about, you know, half the players on the Phoenix Suns are citizens of other countries. What about us? And that's why it's a little bit of a concern to me, because I agree with him. Everybody has their opinions and their perceptions. My only thing is, this is the United States of America. The federal government handles immigration law. The several states do not. We know this is going to be struck down. The only thing is, all of a sudden, there is this panic leading up to July 29th when it becomes implemented. And it's turning into a pure racial faction. We're going to survive this. The way in which we survive it will really matter, because I really do feel that Senate Bill 1070 is the wrong law at the wrong time. Senate Bill 1070 simply says state and local law enforcement agencies shouldn't do anything to restrict the feds from carrying out immigration law. Well, we don't need a bill that says that. We already know that. That's what the Constitution said. I wish that we had more facts out there and less hysteria.